Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, good morning. It's a beautiful Saturday. Finally, we're going to have a sunny day from start to end. The stars were out. We have a few clouds, but it's going to be gorgeous. We're at the Wailea Country Club. It's the second day of the Sony Open in Hawaii, and the cut will be 60. So the people who are 60, the top 60 and ties, will be in the final round, or rounds, rather, tomorrow. It'll be a 36-hole event tomorrow. So I want to thank you for joining us this morning in the clubhouse in Hawaii or online at radiogolfclub.com. And thank you to our sponsors, Ko'olina Golf Course. Get golf ready for 2011. Call the pro shop for your tee time or to get golf ready. The number is 676-5300. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, sheet metal, commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product you can count on. Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property. Whether you need help or you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy. Listen, doctor recommended, insurance approved. If you've been hurt in an automobile accident or you've just had an operation, you need some rehab work. Moon Physical Therapy. They achieve results. Poipu Bay Golf Course, brand new greens. Awesome. They're open. So make your tee time today at Poipu Bay. And, of course, the Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event on the PGA Tour. Come out. There's so much going on. The Healthy Lifestyle area has like 20 to 30 different booths and spaces with folks who promote healthy lifestyles, healing modalities from acupuncture to yoga, lots of products and fitness and massage and reflexology and food and more. And, of course, the PGA professionals are here giving mini lessons and clinics. And you'll just have a great time. Come out to the Wailea Country Club and enjoy the Sony Open in Hawaii. We'll give you the leaderboard in just a few minutes. First of all, I want to tell you about the folks who are going to be on. Stephanie Way. Way under par, and she's also doing some work for SIGolf.com. She's going to be joining us. Kevin Carl, he's the professional here at Wailea. He was over at Turtle Bay. Yeah, no, he's now at Wailea. And Bob Bupka, World Golf Radio, will be joining us. But first of all, I want to introduce you to Larry Mize, Champions Tour. He's going to be playing at Hualalai. He's a Masters champion and won on the tour, getting him into the MasterCard. It is actually the Mitsubishi. How long have I been doing this? The Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Danielle.
So good to have you on the show. And you got your chance to come to Hawaii to play at Hualalai by winning the inaugural Montreal Championship, right? That was your first victory on the tour with a 64 on Sunday?
That is correct. Up in Montreal last summer, I won there, and that got me in the tournament, and it was a big win for me, and I'm excited about coming.
I bet. Have you been to Hawaii? Have you played here at the Sony?
Oh, yeah, I've played the Sony many times. I've never been to the Big Island there at Hualalai, but I've always enjoyed coming to Hawaii, and I've always loved playing in Hawaii. It's been great.
We've had buckets and buckets of rainfall. As in one place on Oahu, there were 10 inches. Here at Wailea, there was 4 inches of rain. The course was like a lake in some places. I think Stuart Appleby actually said, the lake is looking very flat. There's no waves, and I'm talking about the golf course. So it was on Twitter. What's it like playing in those conditions and here at Wailea with no wind?
Well, that's so unusual because, normally the rain over there is like liquid sunshine. It feels pretty good. It's normally not that hard. But it'll be different because, we're used to Wailea playing hard and fast and windy conditions. So with it being calm and wet, it's going to be a shootout. I mean, the greens will be soft, and I would think scores will be pretty good because they'll be able to throw it in there really close to the hole and should make for some good scoring.
Yeah, we've got guys, Appleby shot the 64, and they're 9 guys tied for second with 65.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to go low because the cut's now at 60, and going into that that 36 holes tomorrow, and we've got rain forecast, so I just want them to play. You, I want to talk to you a little bit about what you mentioned after your win at Montreal, and I find it fascinating how a champion like yourself, a 1987 Masters champion, you had an eagle, seven birdies, a bogey in the final round, finishing 17 under 199. You said, and I'm going to refresh your memory by just reading the quote that I have here. Anytime I had a complacent thought, I told myself, keep making birdies. You have doubt, and you have to replace the doubt with belief in your ability. I just said, continue to believe in yourself. You've put in the work. Trust it. I think what you just said, put in the work and trust it, is one of the hardest things when you're in competition there is to do.
Well, it really is. And, you know, people often wonder, you know, what kind of thoughts go through our heads. And, you know, we have similar thoughts. You know, we'll have doubts sometimes. We'll, kind of get to a comfort zone on the golf course and kind of unintentionally hold back a little bit. And, you know, that's not going to get you in the winner's circle. You know, what's going to get you in the winner's circle is to do, trust the work you've put into it, let it go, keep pushing hard to make birdies, and don't let up. You can't be stupid about it, but you got to play aggressive and keep making birdies, and that's what we're all striving to do. It's easy to say. It's hard to do out there sometimes.
Yeah. When you won the Masters in 87, what do you think about when you reflect back on that?
Oh, it's... It is still just amazing. I mean, to win at Augusta, it was a dream come true for me. To have that victory, it's still incredible. I think I appreciate it more now that I'm older than I did when I was younger. Not that I didn't then, but as you get older, you really realize, you know, how fortunate I was. I mean, you know, you put in the work and you work hard, you do your part, but still those major victories don't come across real very frequently. So to get that one, and in Augusta, where I was born and raised, was really a special win for me that'll I've cherished throughout the years.
Absolutely. To know that you're on home turf, there's nothing quite like that, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question. When you talk about doubting yourself, you know, and the things that go through the player's mind while they're on the course in competition. There's a question now the PGA Tour is dealing with. They want to mic some of the players. They think that will bring something interesting to the coverage on television, to hear what the players are talking about, let's say, with a caddy. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it could be interesting. I think, you know, obviously you probably have to be careful about that. There may need to be a 10-second delay to make sure that they can check everything that's being said. We don't want we don't want someone to have a weak moment and say something that they'll regret. But
right.
I think if there could be a little bit of a delay or something, if they can handle that, or you know, make sure they get the approval of the player. I mean, I think some players would be okay with it, some wouldn't. But I think it could add some excitement and some interest for the fans, because you know, a lot of times they do wonder, what are y'all talking about now? You know, the players. What are y'all talking about? What are you talking about with your caddy? And anything that could add to the excitement of people watching golf is a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I think. Why not try it? It's what we all want to know. What are they saying to each other? How are they preparing for that particular shot? You know, some guys don't like it because they think they're going to give away their game plan, and I can understand that. I can appreciate that. You carry peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
I do. I started doing that. I don't know, probably 15 years ago or so. I just needed. Started trying to eat a little better, and I needed the energy out there, so I take a peanut butter and jelly and normally eat it around the turn or there about the middle of the round to keep my energy level up to keep me so I can finish strong in the round.
Yeah, people need to. I say this because there a lot of people are listening, and if they can't get to Oahu and be here at the Sony, and maybe they're on the Big Island, they're playing, and they'll be at Hualalai, or they're on Kauai, or you know, someplace around the world. And it's always good to remember, if you start feeling woozy after nine holes, it's probably because you're either dehydrated or your blood sugar is really low. Feed yourself.
That's ex- exactly right. I mean, you know, you're out there 4 to 5 hours on the golf course, and, you know, they say you need to eat something about every 3 hours. So you really do need to have some kind of snack, nuts, peanut butter jelly sandwich, banana, or something out there. And as you said, you need to frequently drink water to stay hydrated, because it really affects your concentration and your performance more than people think.
Yeah. I want to thank you for all the work you did on behalf of the people who suffer from cystic fibrosis, all the children. You held a charity event for a long time, and that's a lot of work, and I really thank you for that.
Well, it was my pleasure. You know, it was just, it's a, obviously you hate to see any disease, but one that affects kids and is just really, really tough to see, and we're just hoping they keep getting closer and closer to a cure, and we're hoping that day will soon be here.
Yeah, okay, and you're going to go into golf course design maybe?
You know, I have done some. I've been involved with 4 different courses, and I've enjoyed that, and I'm still, you know, open to do some more if the right opportunities come along. You know, I still put most of my time, and I still enjoy competing and playing mostly, but I have enjoyed the golf courses I've been involved with, yes.
And I'm not questioning, you know, Fred Funk goes from the Champions to the PGA Tour. Do you like making the move? I know you played in the Masters this past year. Do you think about playing on the PGA Tour?
Well, you know, I wouldn't mind playing a few events, but it is really hard to do both. You know, when you have a week off on the Champions Tour, you kind of enjoy going home and being home and taking a break. So, you know, I have not been able to do that since I've been out there, and I just don't see it happening. I mean, I'll continue to play the Masters, but the Champions Tour is such a great tour for us that it supplies me everything I need, and I've just really enjoyed the 2 years I've been out there.
Yeah, yeah, and you've done well. I mean, you're close to $2 million. That's not bad, huh?
No, that's pretty amazing. We're very lucky to get, you know, get a new career at 50 to continue to do what you, well, the same thing you were doing, but on a different tour. And, continue to play with guys you've played with years and, you know, be reunited with friends you don't get to see as much because they were a little older. And it's really a great opportunity for us. And I think the fans enjoy it. I mean, a lot of people, you know, growing up watching the Hale Irwins and the such play, it's great to see them play. And, you know, the guys, obviously, they can still play.
That's why I love going to Hawala Live for the Mitsubishi Electric Championship. It's just so much fun being with you guys because you're so comfortable with each other. Bob Bupka is joining us. Bob, I mean, you probably know Larry.
I do know Larry. And, you know, when I think back, Larry, I was there in 87 when you won that Masters. Oh, excuse me. Mm-hmm. You know, it really was a magical week for you, Larry, when you consider, as you mentioned earlier, it was your hometown, you're in a playoff with Greg Norman, and then what a lot of people probably don't realize, who slips the green jacket on Larry Mize? None other than Jack Nicklaus, because he won the year before. So you had it all that year, Larry.
Well, Bob, number one, it's good to hear your voice, but you're right. It was a magical week for me, and the icing on the cake, which was really sweet icing for me because Jack was my idol growing up. To get the jacket from Jack was just incredible, and it just made a great end to a fantastic week for me. You're exactly right.
And one other thing I remember when I think of Larry Mize, I believe we were in California somewhere, and I wasn't feeling well, and apparently you weren't feeling well. I went to a clinic, and I'm sitting in the waiting room, and I just glance casually to my right, and there's Larry Mize. Larry, you got to go ahead of me.
You know, that makes me wonder what you do when you're getting ready for tournaments. Do you have a special fitness program that you're working on?
Well, I do. I've been working for a couple of years with a guy here in town, a trainer at the place, and it's really been good. I'd never done it before, and they kind of reeled me in to kind of try it, and I've really enjoyed it. So I've been in an off-season program just to continue to keep my strength up, and actually in the off-season you try and build up a little strength and work on the areas that are a little weak, and, you know, worked with my swing, and it's just trying to get ready for the year. The only problem is we have this kind of ice snowstorm in the south, which we're not used to, so I haven't been able to get out much lately. But so I'm really, really looking forward to coming to Hawaii after the weather we've had.
Oh, we're looking forward to having you here. Bob has another question.
Hey, Larry, I was with Bernhard Langer at Minutestaff in Houston, and he played his first pro event in 1976, and I said to him, what is your weight difference now from when you started in 1976. He said, Bob, it's 8 pounds. I'm 8 pounds heavier, but he said it's all muscle. I bet Larry Mize hasn't put on more than 8 pounds either.
You know, it's probably pretty close. I actually, back in the late 80s, I was a little heavier than I am now. I'm actually a little lighter than I was then. But
we all dream of that.
Well, I think I've been fortunate, and I have worked hard to kind of stay in shape because, you know, I like to tell people I work and practice real hard so I don't have to get a real job.
That's right. That's right. Plus, traveling takes it out of you. You've got to be in shape just to travel, and then you've done to play and compete. It's all important, and I'm just encouraging everybody. Yoga is a really good thing if you're just looking for that flexibility that you may not have anymore. It's good for all of us. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, Danielle, it's my pleasure, and you're right about that. Yoga and any kind of workout you can do is great. But it was
excellent.
Great to be with you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
good
you.
Good talking to you, Larry.
And we'll looking forward to seeing you over at Hualalai for the Mitsubishi Electric Championship. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window systems to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here they come. The PGA Tour hits the big time for big bucks in the Sony Open in Hawaii at Wailai Country Club. Buy your tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Golf's brightest stars hit the surf January 10th through the 16th. Cheer on Hawaii's charity while you support PGA Tour money leaders Matt Kuchar and Jim Frick, who team it up against past champions Ryan Palmer, Zach Johnson, Ernie Els, KJ Choi, and Jerry Kelly. Don't miss international favorite Shigeki Maruyama. Free parking and tournament shuttle at Hunakai Park and Kahala Community Park. Visit friendsofhawaii.org for more information.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, good morning. You know, the Sony Open is an amazing charity event. It's just with the Friends of Hawaii Charities and then gathering all this money together, and then the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation doubling it. They match whatever's raised. So the amount of people that have been helped is since 1999 is incredible. $10 million for the local nonprofits here, and that's without them, I don't know. A lot of people would be really hurting. So just want to thank all the people who have volunteered this week to work the Sony Open in Hawaii. They have really put in some work. And what was it like being on the course after all of this rain? Just, I mean, the guys that were trying to pump out the course, I can't imagine the hoses that they were dragging around. They've gotten a workout like nobody's business, but we have from Matt Kuchar, by the way, I know all these names. Some people just... He was talking about what it was like on the course and what the course conditions were like. He's tied for second with nine others. Got a 65. Here's Matt Kuchar.
Much better than I expected. I thought we'd struggle to tee off on time today. I thought there was little droppings of rain last night. And with seeing how wet the course was yesterday, all the standing water, I was surprised to see the course playable first thing in the morning, and it seemed to be in very good shape. It seemed like there was a couple of places where balls got some run in the fairway, and I thought if anything, they'd just slug every time, and the fairways had a little bit of firmness to them, which was quite surprising.
Exactly. So, Stuart Appleby's in the lead, 6-under 64. Justin Rose, Mark Wilson, Nate Smith, Steve Marino, Matt Kuchar, Michael Connell, Mark Leishman, Jigeki Maruyama, and Ben Martin are all tied for second with a 65. And then we've got Chris Riley at 66. And just to give you some of our local scores, I'll have those for you in a couple of minutes. The guys that play like David Saka, the freshman at UH, he shot a 71. That's not bad. That's just the same score that Dean Wilson had. So he did okay. He had a bunch of bogeys in the front nine, and then he really came back and put it together on the back. So we're such a shy kid. He's such a nice boy. David Saka.
Yeah, I've heard. I haven't met him yet personally. But I think Stuart Appleby may be going to revolutionize how you prepare for a tournament, because on the rain day on Wednesday, there was no place to go. The range was closed, putting greens closed, golf courses closed. So we asked him what he did, and he said, simple. I went out on my patio, I took my sand wedge, and I swung for 20 minutes, just making believe there was a golf ball there. After that, I walked back in, said, well, that was a good practice session, and now he's leading the tournament.
Amazing what visualization
can do. He was only worried that somebody was going to be looking at him, and call security.
But didn't he say that that was the only club that he could actually get away with swinging in that?
In the space he had, he needed a short club.
What did the guys do? I mean, I heard that some went to the Alawai golf course, the practice range over there, which is, I'm surprised it was open, because it's like...
Well, there was one range, I forget the name, it was covered, and they did have mats.
Ah.
So guys were able to go there. A lot of the others took time to spend with their families. I know some went down to the aquarium and took full advantage of that. I think Zach Johnson and Jonathan Bird, two of the players that took advantage of that. So, you know, it's not easy. There's 32 rookies in this field, and they're the ones that I felt sorry for, because they had been looking forward and looking forward and looking forward to playing in, on the PGA Tour, and then day one comes and it's washed out.
Yes.
You know, so they had to wait another 24 hours before they got to the first tee. The story, and, you know, our listeners will say, geez, you know, why are they nervous? They're good enough to be on the PGA Tour. Jim Furyk shared with us when he came here for the first time, making his debut on the PGA Tour, Danielle. He goes down to the range. The caddy left to go get the towel wet or something, and he took out his wedge, and he said he hit maybe a foot behind the ball, and man went flying, and he looked over. It was none other than Lanny Watkins, covered with sand.
Oh, my.
So Jim said he was real nervous. He wanted to hit one again so he could show that he could hit it,
yes.
And he hit it about 18 inches behind the ball, and more sand on Lanny Watkins. And then Jim looks over to him, and he says, I think I'm going to move a little down to the right. And Lanny Watkins says, that'd be a good idea. So nerves play a big part. I mean, I don't care who you are. And Lanny Watkins was a superstar at the time, and,
yes.
You know, nobody knew Jim Furyk, and he covers him with sand.
It's a
wonderful story. I mean, it reminds me of something that happened to me when I was with my dad. I couldn't hit the ball for the life of me in the middle of the fairway, and he just told me to pick it up and walk. And he said, I said, no, Dad, I can hit this ball. He goes, no, pick it up and let's go.
I suppose Lanny Watkins said to Jim, pick up your ball and leave the range.
I'm tired of the sand. Okay. We're here at the Sony Open in Hawaii, and we want you to come down. We've got the pairings, and we've got some great golf today. Billy Mayfair, Chris DeMarco, Kent Jones teeing off on the first tee at 7:10 this morning. John Senden, Brant Joby, and Tag Ridings at 7:20. Boo Weekly, Tom Gillis, and Chad Collins at 7:30. And we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Catch the bug at Carlina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Carlina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Carlina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Carlina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Carlina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at carlinagolf.com or call the Pro Shop now at 676-5300. Star Protection Agency wishes you a happy holiday season. Whether you're here or on holiday, Star Protection has been providing security and peace of mind across Hawaii, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection Agency, locally owned with the people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
You scope out the sand traps, you size up the green, you're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Okay, Dave Eichelberger is playing in the Sony Open. He's 67, and he shot a 76. That's pretty awesome.
I mean, at 67 years old, yeah. He won the section out here in Hawaii.
That's
how he got his entry, but he's been around an awful long time.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good score out there. I'm proud of Dave.
Yeah, me too. And Kevin Hayashi, this is his 10th. Sony Open. Okay, he's been like player of the year for the section for I don't know how many times, but he shot a 75, and I'm surprised because he comes from Hilo, where rain is just part of. In fact, they don't even have bunkers at the Hilo Muni because they'd get washed out all the time. So the only place that Kevin can't go is into the bunker. That they have bunkers on Kauai. That's where Kauai's popular. David Ishii came from Kauai. David Sakka, he shot a 71. He's the freshman from the UH. Dean Wilson had a 71. Tony Finau, he's from Utah, but he plays for Turtle Bay. He had a 71. And they're going to have to go low because, God, with this 64 and 65, and no, they've made it special because of the 36 holes on Sunday. There'll only be the top 60.
and ties to those to top 60. Closest to 60 number?
Yeah, closest to 60. And if there's, you know, because of ties, if there were 65, eight players, let's say, from 57 to 65, they would go to the 57 players because that's closer to 60.
Got it.
So it's not necessarily, they're going to try, in an ideal world, 60 players will play, but it could be 61 to 62, it could be 57, 56. And it's going to be a mad scramble. The weather forecast, supposedly they have it down to the minute, and bad weather is supposed to hit here 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
I love it how they try to do that.
Yeah, and they need to get to 6 o'clock. So somebody's got to stop this weather for 2 hours or we're in big trouble.
I have a lot of hot air. I'll go, okay. Another person we've been watching is, of course, Hideki Matsuyama. He shot a 74. He'll be playing in the Masters. He won the Asian Amateur. That was the event that was created to bring the Asian world into the golf world.
I was on the range on Tuesday, and he came walking out there with his caddy, and you could see, I mean, he's looking at all these players, and all the spots were full.
Yeah.
So I went over to him, and I said, look, here's how this works out here. You just go tell one of those guys they've hit enough balls that you want to hit, and he's looking at me like he was looking for security to come and get me off the range.
Take this man away. He's scaring me. For my friends in Argentina, Fabian Gomez, you shot a 70. I'll take a picture of him for you. And Adolfo Sorba, I just really thank you for listening to the show, and I look forward to being in Argentina one day. Great golf and great horses. Both of them love. Joseph Bramlett got this, he's getting so much press. First black American to make it through onto the PGA Tour, through Q School, shot a 71. Did great.
He's a good kid. Did have some opportunity to spend some time with him. I was really impressed.
Got his head on his shoulders?
Got his head on his shoulders, smiling, happy about the opportunity. He's got a lot of potential. But the player that I'd have to say with the most potential in this field is Jamie Lovemark. And I don't know what he shot yesterday, but he's number one player out of the Nationwide Tour.
Yes.
And that's one of the great discussions around the tour right now. 5 years from now, we're all trying to figure out who's going to be the better player. Rory McIlroy, who's already won on the tour, so he's got a leg up.
Right.
Ricky Fowler,
right,
who hasn't won but has knocked on the door.
Yeah.
Or Jamie Lovemark. Mm-hmm. And you'd be amazed how many people pick Jamie Lovemark, mainly because of his physical stature. He's big. He's probably 6'3", 6'4", very strong. Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy, tremendous talents, but they're Larry Mize size.
So they don't have the stamina?
It's not the stamina. It's really the strength out of the rough. If they hit a ball in it like Tiger, the Tiger can hit, 1 foot rough.
He can hit
strong
a rock.
Enough. Yeah, he can do that. And Jamie Lovemark, they're saying, may have the most potential just because he's so strong.
Ah, interesting. Somebody we should be keeping an eye on.
Oh, yeah.
Roars is always so much fun to watch because
three of those players are tremendous.
And Ricky wears those outrageous outfits. Yeah. That orange, what is up with the orange?
That's his college school.
Well, then of course he's going to have to stick with the orange.
Oklahoma.
All of a sudden the song comes in my mind. Never mind. We're going to, Jasmine Cabrera from the Westin Ka'anapali Ocean Resort Villas. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Daniel?
Fantastic. It is so good to hear your voice. And I can't tell you, again, folks, if you're going to go do a staycation, you're going to go from Oahu, you can't go to the mainland. We haven't really recovered that much economically. So you're going to go and you're going to keep supporting our local economy, which is the best thing to do. What I want you to do is to check out the Westin Ka'anapali Ocean Resort Villas website and look at everything that resort has to offer. Not just the sandy beach that's right offshore, and you walk down this, they have this fantastic program in place to maintain the shoreline. So they have created these wooden walkways, lovely walkways, from the resort, just, 10, 15 yards to the beach. And you walk around the shrubs, this growth on the it's native, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, we try to do everything in here that's endemic to the environment, so it's great.
Right, all right. And what you're doing is you're stopping the beach erosion, which is a big problem in Waikiki. I mean, everybody's trying to pump sand back off from offshore and bring it back over to Waikiki. You guys are doing a proactive approach to it. You're making sure the sand doesn't go anywhere and stays there. But then there's the pool with the pirate ship, which is it's too small for me.
You didn't try it last weekend?
I didn't get in with the cakey.
Aw, bummer.
I know. I should do it someday, though. You know. And then there's snoobying. I love snoobying. Just saying the word makes me happy. And you have so many great places to eat. There's hiking and zip line. There's horseback riding. There's all kinds of stuff. There's the spa that's fabulous. There's the workout room that's wonderful. I had a great time in there. And what about going to the nightlife? There's got to be a place to go dancing.
Yes, there is nightlife around Maui, contrary to popular belief in some folks in Oahu. So we got some nightlife in Lahaina, and in fact we have a shuttle here that takes you. It's a free shuttle, complimentary shuttle to all of our guests that takes you from the resort to Lahaina town, where you can check out Lulu's or Timba's. So there's a few nightclub type of places to go for young people who want to experience that. And then what better way to do it and not have to drive into town and not have to drive back? So,
exactly, because we want them to get home.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Right.
The other thing that I had a great time about, I was over at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, of course, and then I had my, when you walk a course, and I got to talk to Bob about walking here at the Sony. Fortunately, the weather was fabulous, but you guys got drenched, right, just recently?
Right.
You're right. If you've been in the mud and if you're walking around, you just want to go home, go to the tub. You've got this jacuzzi tub in every suite. All of the rooms are like suites, and the heavenly bed. And so I got into the jacuzzi. I'm not kidding you. I put the bubble bath in. I got the jacuzzi going. I turned the flat screen TV so I could watch Golf Channel.
Isn't that terrific? Those whirlpool tubs are like located at every single one where it has windows that opens up to the television, so you could just have your wine and watch television and just relax and that's fine.
And I can see the ocean. I can see from my jacuzzi tub right across the bed into the ocean or watch television. I had a blast. I just had a good time.
Thank you
so much. Now, why is Ka'anapali a good place to go? I mean, you're right in between, Ka'anapali and Kapalua, right?
Yes. We're close in proximity to the championship golf courses in Kapalua, of course, and then Ka'anapali. So, and then we, in fact, have the complimentary shuttle that takes you right to Ka'anapali Golf Course every 20 minutes.
And
so,
why do we want to go to Ka'anapali? The reason we want to go to Ka'anapali and we want to stay, okay, is on the 29th of January.
Right.
And the Champion Skins is happening, okay? It's going to be broadcast live. They're going to do 9 holes on Saturday, 9 holes on Sunday. And, you talk about the Mitsubishi Electric at Hualalai, and that being all the champions, but here you've got, Tom Watson and Jack Nicklaus, defending champs, watching those guys play, being around them, and listening to them. You can walk right with them. It is the most fun. I want to be there.
Yeah, okay. No, I totally look forward to that tournament every year, just because the golf players that go there are very relatable, and they're just very warm and just very down-to-earth, and so, you, like you said, you can just walk right next to them, while they're playing golf, and they just are very interactive with with those spectators. It's terrific, and the fans. And in fact, my dad is a huge golf fan too. That's why I got into golf myself. But in fact, I always just end up texting him and kind of rubbing it in, "Hello, this is what I'm doing today." So he's in the mainland. He's like,
"Are you frozen? Yeah. You're he's frozen, Jasmine. Yeah, Ferrer, you're a naughty daughter."
Well, you kind of got to get it some way.
That's good. Western Ka'anapali Ocean Resort Villas. I recommend them highly. Go have fun on Maui and go to the Champion Skins at Ka'anapali. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We'll be back right after this.
Bye, Danielle.
Danielle Tucker. And this is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave review. Come play our newly renovated green. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Here they come. The PGA Tour hits the big time for big bucks in the Sony Open in Hawaii at Wailai Country Club. Find your tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Golf's brightest stars hit the surf January 10th through the 16th. Here on Hawaii's charity, while you support PGA Tour money leaders Matt Kuchar and Jim Frick, who team it up against past champions Ryan Palmer, Zach Johnson, Ernie Els, KJ Choi, and Jerry Kelly. Don't miss international favorite Shigeki Maruyama. Free parking and tournament shuttle at Hunakai Park and Kahala Community Park. Visit friendsofhawaii.org for more information.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. So we've got a lot of people about to tee off, teeing off. Tim Clark, Bo Van Pelt, KJ Choi, Zach Johnson, Rory Sabatini, Robert Allenby, Rocco Mediate. Yet there's somebody to follow who's a lot of fun. Jerry Kelly, DJ Tran. They're all going off on the first tee. Kevin Na. Well, in the earlier part of the show, you may have noticed that I mispronounced somebody's name, and fortunately, I have Bob Bubka here to tell me.
Who mispronounces more names than anybody.
But that's the hardest part about doing anything that has to do with golf, is keeping up with the people who are playing and how to pronounce the names. And it's Brant Jobe of Westlake, Texas. He's already playing. He started at 720. And he's playing with John Senden and Tad Writings. Now, tell me, you were saying that Brant lost fingers?
Yeah, several years ago now, he told us the other day that he was brushing out dust out of his garage. It had just been built, and he wanted to keep it clean. He had a wooden broom in his hand.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, the broom, the handle, split. And he came up and severed part of his index finger, severed part of his thumb.
Oh, my God.
But he had the sense of presence to pick the fingers up, parts of the fingers up, put them in a baggie, put some ice in there, and drive to the hospital. And because he did that, they were able to reattach those fingers. Now, they look fine. The only problem is he has absolutely no feeling in those fingers. And so when he grips the golf golf club. He has no idea when he's to the top of his swing, other than feeling it like with his shoulders. He can't feel it with his hands. And but he's determined to do well. He went through Q school. He's going to be back out here now. Good guy. I mean, if you ever pull for somebody, you know, he's the type of guy you you want to pull for.
You got to be in shock to do that, to grab your fan. I mean, you know, when something like that happens, you're not thinking about, oh, gross, my fingers are on the floor. You just you grab them.
Yeah, natural reaction.
Yeah.
But
my part of my body is
the doctor said that by him picking those up and keeping them cool.
Yes.
Was able to have them put back.
Amazing,
on.
Amazing. I mean, I don't never know when I'm in the top of my backswing because I just I'm not good enough.
You're never there. You're like me. I take it halfway back. I can practice in a phone booth.
One instructor once told me, Daniel, why are you so far back in your back? I didn't know. Am I really? So that's one of the reasons why, you know, first of all, go get a lesson. But more importantly, I was reading this great article. Most important thing you can do for your game is to go get fitted. And the question is always, well, don't you think I should go get fitted? Like, after I've decided, well, go get ready, golf ready. Like, you can go over to Coalina and go get golf ready. Spend $99, get six lessons. You have the 1-to-6 ratio. You can find out if you like. You can even borrow their clubs and their balls and just use that and then find out. Then go get your clubs and get them fitted because you're going to play better and have more fun if the club fits you. It's kind of like, you know, thinking that you could go ride a bike on like a mini thing, and it's not going to be any fun. Or if the bike's too big for you or it's not the right kind of bicycle, it doesn't work. So you got to get the right equipment for it to make fun, for it to be fun. Was fun for one person. Stuart Appleby is in the lead at the Sony Open. Shot a 64 yesterday, and he talked about it after the round. Let's take a listen to what he had to say about shooting that 64.
Yeah, it's nothing special, this golf course, but it makes you play. It makes you demand your attention. It's layout's nothing special, but when it blows here, it's a good golf course. It's a real sneaky good golf course. You know, the greens are always in beautiful, beautiful shape. You have to drive, but you have to position your ball properly. You have to have length control really, really good. That has to be of high importance. Very, very different. I mean, I obviously had some wins at Kapalua and come here on a high and haven't managed to perform that good since, you know, the following week being here, those years. But, you know, look, after my win late last year, I don't really care when you have wins. I don't think it really matters anymore. Wins are wins.
That's an interesting way of thinking, isn't it? I don't really care when I have wins anymore. A win's a win.
Well, because traditionally, years ago, the season would start and everybody would have the mindset, oh, I got to get off to a good start. You know, man, if I could win now. And now it slowly evolved into, because it's so difficult to win. That's first and foremost. People don't really realize the progression. And to tee it up in a PGA Tour event is a heck of an accomplishment. To make the cut in a PGA Tour event is even higher.
Huge.
And then in the stratosphere is winning a PGA Tour event. So the players, they don't really care whether it is October or whether it's January.
Mm-hmm.
A win, as Stuart said, is a win, and so much comes with it, especially now that they've gone back to being able to play in the Masters as one of the perks. And you know, the fall series events that they have at the end of the year for guys trying to make their card.
Like Dean Wilson, yeah.
Well, like Dean Wilson, like Jonathan Burt, who did something that never has been done in the history of the game, which is amazing, making a hole-in-one in a playoff to win an event. But that event didn't carry with it an invite to the Masters. But it did get him an invite into
Hyundai. Yes.
And he wins Hyundai. So now,
he's in
the Masters.
Yeah.
So,
does he have to wait a whole year, though?
No, this April.
He'll be in April.
He'll be in April. He's already looking forward to that.
I can only imagine why.
You know, you have so many listeners besides in Hawaii. You have a lot of listeners on the mainland. And I have to give them a little flavor of what it's like over here.
Right now?
No. On a on our trip from Maui coming here to Honolulu, we flew on Island Air, rather small airline.
Yeah.
And we were going to go to Molokai first. So we take off from Maui, and the captain comes on, and he says, I want to thank all of you for flying with Island Air. Maybe a pause of 5 seconds, tops.
Okay.
We've now reached our cruising altitude of 500 feet. Maybe a pause of 5 seconds. We've now begun our descent into Molokai. I mean, I didn't know where I was. I was just shaking my head.
Did you play Lanai? Did you play?
No, we didn't. Okay. We didn't. But
yes,
we met a lady in the airport at Maui that was going back to Molokai where she lives.
Uh-huh.
She had been in Maui because she was on jury duty. So she had to fly to go to jury duty.
Yeah, it's a county. The
right.
whole county is three islands, yeah.
So I said, what do you do on Molokai? And she said, we're beekeepers. I said, beekeepers?
Wow.
Yeah. My husband and I and four children, we keep bees. And all of the four children have their own business on the Internet. The 10-year-old makes honey birthday candles. The 13-year-old makes honey chapstick. The 15-year-old makes honey candles. And the boy, who's the oldest, makes honey salad dressing.
Fantastic.
So I said, how big's the school they go to? She said, no, we homeschool.
Yeah, yeah.
How many channels do you get on your TV? No, we don't have TV. You go out to dinner? No, we grow our own fruit and vegetables, and we're perfectly content.
Very
said,
rural.
Wow,
yes.
What a life.
Yes.
You know.
That's more like
I'm thinking of what transpired in Tucson and all the ugliness of it, you know, mad gunmen and whatnot.
Mm.
And then I thought of this life with four kids growing up in serenity. I was envious of her. You know.
I don't.
And good trivia question. How long does a bee live?
I absolutely no idea.
6 weeks.
Only 6 weeks?
Only
They're
6 weeks.
They're so busy for 6 weeks.
They're very busy for 6 weeks. And then the fascinating part is, there's a certain number of eggs that are fertilized to become queen bees.
Uh-huh.
But normally, 10 or 12 will hatch at the end of that six-week period.
Okay.
So now, what do you do with 12 queen bees?
Good question. You can only have one.
Right.
There can be only one.
They fight one another until there's only one. And Danielle, you're the queen bee of golf radio.
I don't want to fight nobody. I do want to say that the 2011 Hyundai Tournament of Champions delivered the highest TV ratings and viewers since 2008.
Yeah, Mark Ralphing's been walking around here this week. His feet are not even on the ground. He's about 4 feet up in the air. 38%, right?
I'm really, really glad, too, because he was disappointed having a free event and having so few people come out to a free event.
Well, it was double from last year.
Yeah, but still, he thought it would be more,
you
know, and I think, and I really want to challenge the people in Hawaii right now to understand what these events that we get to have in Hawaii mean to the island. And you really need to support. I mean, come and have fun. Come and enjoy. And you're special to be able to have these champions come all the way out here. You're really, really lucky. So I really would like to see more people just get into it the way we were, like, you know, back in the day. What was that, 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, when we had six events? We had almost three Ladies Professional Golf Association, LPGA events. We had the Grand Slam of Golf from the PGA of America. And then we had, from the Champions Tour, we had the Turtle Bay Championship. And we had all these events that happened here, and they've gone away. We don't want them all to go away. It's really something to think about. We're going to come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window systems to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Call Lena, from the tips to the greens. Every hole is a challenge and a delight. Our staff makes you feel right at home. As soon as you drive up, they take your clubs. Looking for the perfect present? Give a gift card. Need a lesson? Call Lena will help you master it all. 30 minutes from downtown, whether it's fun, family, or business, you're always welcome at Call Lena. Book your tee time online or call 676-5300. That's 676-5300. Catch the bug at Kohalina Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
This is a hip stretch exercise. Place your driver on your shoulders behind your head. Slowly bend at your hips, leaning right and then left. Make sure to be taking in deep breaths each time you lean. Do this exercise back and forth 10 times. This will loosen your hip muscles to increase flexibility for your golf game.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. We are KPUA Hilo, KHUI Honolulu, KOMI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. Those are all the radio stations that we're on in the islands. And then, of course, we're at RadioGolfClub.com. You can get us at iTunes or podcast from there, or at Stitcher Radio, which you can download an app to your smartphone and then go get the show, and it doesn't take up any memory, which is really good because you don't want your phone to be all clogged up. It just kind of streams through and is gone after you've heard it. It's really quite nice. Joining us this morning, Kevin Carl. Now, a lot of you people who are in Hawaii know Kevin Carl, have stayed Turtle Bay. What's Turtle Bay doing at Wailea? No, Kevin Carl is the head professional at the Wailea Country Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah. When did you come over to Wailea?
The end of October, so a little over 2 months.
So you've had 2 months to prepare for probably one of the biggest events that happens here.
Oh, yeah, amongst other things. Yes.
What's it like preparing for something like the Sony Open, the first full-field event on the PGA Tour?
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot that goes on, a lot of details. And a lot of it's reminders for staff. The staff has been here for a while, so a lot of them know what to do, and it's just getting everyone together, make sure we learn from previous years and move forward.
Wow. And then having the rain drench us in December, and then, of course, the amazing flood that we had for those 2 days just before the event, and then, of course, the rain delay on Thursday.
Yeah.
David Nakama was going to join me in the clubhouse this week. But obviously, there's no time.
No. Sure.
How have the guys been working? You bring in a whole crew to help out Dave and his staff that's normally on property?
Well, yeah, Dave's crew, I mean, they've been unbelievable. They've put in some serious hours, and the guys are doing a great job. A lot of positive comments from the players. I think a lot of them were surprised at really what kind of condition the course was in yesterday. You know, even
Matt Kuchar said that. He even got roll on the fairways. He was amazed that happened. He thought it would all be plugs.
Yeah, you know, and the volunteer staff has been great. There's a lot of people pitching in last night trying to get the course ready for today.
So what did they do last night to get the course ready for today?
Last night we had quite a bit of the clippings that were in the fairways, which they call grass snakes. So it's a matter of breaking up the grass snakes, blowing them off to the side of the fairway, and then the mowers can come through.
Okay, see, now a grass snake is like a bunch of clippings that have gotten rolled up together?
Yeah, so when you have water that puddles, typically the clippings are going to move to the side of the puddle, and then you have this curly-looking grass thing.
Right, okay, and then you have to get blowers to blow them off so that the blowers can then actually come through.
Right, you first get a rake, break it up, and then the blower comes through, blows it off, and then blowers move right after that.
How many people are working on this in the middle of the night?
Oh, gosh, we probably had 30-plus people.
Did anybody out? You thought about these people that are out there in the middle of the night working on grass snakes and cleaning up this course so it's beautiful condition? That's amazing.
Yeah.
We don't think about it. I see that when I see the superintendent and the guys out at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning with the headlights on and they're rolling the greens, getting everything nice and perfect. But this was a challenge of enormous proportions. Where did you pump the water?
Well, as you know, Wailea is fairly flat, and there's not a whole lot of areas that we can move the water to.
There's coral and mud flats right there, and then there's the runoff from the mountains, the rivers that come down from the mountains.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Yeah, there's not...
There's really not a whole lot. We have a couple streams that move through the course, so everything was directed towards the streams. But it was a challenge, and the guys, again, the last couple nights, they haven't slept.
It's really something, and it ultimately benefits Hawaii because of the coverage that we get on television. People see how beautiful it can be when it's not pouring rain. And it benefits the charities, the money that's raised, and the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation. They, of course, match the money every year, so the millions of dollars have been given away.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me which player you're watching the most. You're a PGA professional.
Well, yeah.
You are a competitor. People don't understand. This man is a winner. He wins all the time here in the islands. In team competition, in individual competition, the 2007 Hawaiian Telecom Hall of Fame champion, the 2007 Hilo Invitational Golf Tournament champion, the 2006 Kapalua Clambake champion. You work hard at your game to keep it sharp. So you must watch certain people.
Yeah, I think I'm probably a little biased. I'm following the local guys.
Okay.
You know, very interested in their rounds and what they're doing, and also people with local ties, such as Tony Finau and some of the other guys that have been here.
Tony since being up at Turtle Bay, because Tony and his brother both play for Turtle Bay.
Yeah, they're up there quite a bit practicing. Good kids.
Really?
Really good guys, and hopefully does well.
Now, Tony's got a really nice... Do you get nervous talking about people, like, in a superstitious sort of way? Like, I shouldn't talk too much because I might jinx him?
I don't think so. No.
I didn't want you asking any questions, you know, that might make you uncomfortable.
No, but for me personally, I am superstitious person, but talking about someone else, I guess not.
I guess not.
No.
So if you win with a pair of socks, would you keep those to wear?
No, I'm not that bad.
Okay.
Not that bad.
Couldn't help. Bob Upka's here with us. You know Bob.
Well, I just got to meet him, but I've been all week. I've been hearing such great things about the new professional that's come to Wailea, and you know. I knew he had to be a good professional because this club, with its tradition, with its everything about it, it's such a classy operation.
Yes.
That
demanding.
It's an honor to have your
Greg
position.
Greg Nichols was here for a long time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Another real good friend. See, the hardest thing about being a club professional, as they call it, and try and play competitively is, you know, I've a lot of club pros that are my friends, and boy, you watch people like me swing or you swing all day, Danielle, and then the next day try and go out and play in a tournament as a club pro. It's, you got to have a pretty good set of windshield wipers to get all those bad sights that they saw with bad players.
In other words, when you're teaching?
Yes.
Yes. How do you like to approach, you know, a member at Wailea needs a lesson. How do you approach that lesson with that member?
Well, first and foremost, you got to determine where they want to go. What ultimately do they want to accomplish? You know, is it a Band-Aid fix or is it a long-term fix? And so you're really trying to find out exactly what their problem is and what they want to focus on and go from there.
Okay, so if they want to work on their drive, their long game, then you just go with that, even though they probably work on their short game.
Well, you might suggest something at the end of the lesson, but ultimately you're gonna give them what they want.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah.
And then as Bob said, you have to erase everything that you've seen and focus on your own game.
It's
how much
hard.
Time do you get to practice?
You know, I try to get out a couple days a week. I'm still fairly new at the club, so it's a great way for me to get to know the members.
Yeah, Stuart Appleby says all you have to do is, like, be on the lanai and, like, take your sandwich out for 20 minutes and just pretend like you're hitting balls. That's right. That's how we...
Yeah, no, that's just even thinking about it. You know, you don't necessarily have to swing a club. Yeah, certainly.
See, the thing about being a new club professional,
yeah.
And this is universal,
yes.
You have to be fully aware of what members are currently at the club that day, which ones are on the board of directors. That's when you're in that pro shop hustling around, and then when the right membership's here, let's go tee it up. You know, that's the trick you have to learn. Yeah. One thing I want to ask Kevin, though, really had an opportunity over the last several months to become friends with Sean Foley, the hottest, newest, greatest thing there is now, the coach of Tiger Woods.
Right.
And his philosophy is when he works with a player of any caliber, he never tries to tell them what to do right. He just tries to tell them, you know, what not to do wrong. And I've never really heard anybody address it that way, because he firmly believes there's no right way of swinging a golf club.
I agree.
But there's a lot of wrong ways.
Okay.
You buy into that?
No, I definitely would to get the impact. I mean, just look at some of the swings on tour. You know, obviously Furyk being the most obvious example. But there's so many different ways to get to the proper position and impact, and there's no one particular way that works.
Who do you think is most like you on the tour? Your game.
Ooh.
Tiger, that's easy.
No, wait, no, let him. I know he's...
Well, I wouldn't say most like me, but someone I try to emulate. I've always loved the tempo of his swing is Ernie Els.
Okay.
It's always a picture I have in my head of that tempo.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good picture.
Yeah. Ernie's awesome. Ernie, I got a really neat... I got this handshake. I don't know what it's called. From Ernie. Just the other day, I was over here. He was talking about his, his benefit, the golf tournaments that are going to benefit.
He's going to have the biggest amateur tournament
in
history. Yeah, 3,200 players they're hoping for. He's trying to raise money for his son Ben
and others, and he wants to create a center. So that
L's for excellence.
L's for excellence. L's for excellence center, and the whole idea is that. People who have children with autism, they don't know where to turn because there's no one place where you can. So you're constantly searching on the internet, looking for information, looking for, well, what does this mean, or what does this mean, or what? How can I take care of this problem, or where can I find more information? You know, who do I talk to?
Sure.
And that's what his whole goal is, to make it so that you don't feel lost, you don't feel alone, you don't feel like. You don't trust the doctors, what the doctor's saying, because the doctor doesn't seem to really understand, because he's only seeing your child for a few seconds, for 20 minutes, and really not observing. They've got too many people going. So it's a very wonderful thing he's doing with SAP and Callaway Golf. Longtime sponsors are supporting him. He said, let's see how this first one goes, because basically the TPC clubs are going to host these 32 super regional events across the U.S., two with a maximum individual handicap of 24, so it'll be teams of two competing. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this comes out, and then you end up in Vegas for the final, and there's a lot of prizes, some fabulous prizes, and it's just great. So
yeah,
Ernie Els is a wonderful person.
Yeah, and Janice just handed it to me. If anybody listening that wants to get involved, then go to ErnieEls.com and get more information on this. And it fascinated me to hear Ernie share with us that when he discovered that his son did have autism, as you just said, Danielle, there was no place to go.
Mm.
He got 99% of his information off the internet,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to, not allow that to continue. Yeah. He wants a place where somebody can call and get treated, and you know, hopefully they find a cure. 1 in 100 children born nowadays has autism, and that rate is going up.
Yes, to some degree, and they don't really understand why.
Right.
Yeah, it impacts a whole lot of people. So Kevin Carl, our head pro here at YLI, is there a moment that you'll remember always from these last couple of days?
Well, can't help but remember the rain.
Well, yeah. Meeting someone.
Yeah. Well, you know, we still have today and tomorrow. Earth, Wind, and Fire was great.
Yeah.
Fantastic program.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's hard to say. We still have today and tomorrow.
Okay.
So tournament's not over yet, but it's been memorable, to say the least.
Yeah. I bet. For your first one after only being here for 2 months. Yeah, Yeah, good. What do you suggest for people who are coming? How's the walking? How's the condition on the course for strolling about? Should we bring our galoshes or?
No, it's not that bad. Yesterday was a little muddy, but no, it's dried up quite a bit. Uh-huh. I think probably the most important thing is sunblock.
Sunblock.
Because
we've got sun.
It's a beautiful day. It's going to be warm. Bring your sunblock and make sure you're hydrated.
Excellent. Bring water. Is food available?
Food is available, certainly.
Okay.
There's vendors set up, various positions set up, of course.
And there's lots to do here. There is a health and wellness fair going on, so you can find out about yoga and acupuncture and all kinds of things in addition to going out and watching some really great golf.
Certainly. You also have Aloha Section PGA giving free 10-minute lessons as well.
Yeah, and when is that? Is that all day?
All day.
Are you doing that too? You,
I'm not. No, yeah. I've helped them out, but I've got other duties.
What do you have to do today?
Well, we've got another radio show to call in on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not easy being a celebrity.
Yeah. He's already been on one before me. You know, he's like all talked out.
Mostly booked.
A lot of little things. We somehow run out of tees on the first and tenth tees, so the club's going to be supplying tees. So little things like that pop up here and there.
It's amazing, isn't it, right?
Amazing.
You know, somebody loses a putter, and the whole world comes to a complete stop, and that becomes your entire focus.
Sure.
There was a question asked online, and I thought it was really good. You went through a program to get into golf at New Mexico State University, the PGM program.
Yep.
And that is... Explain that.
It's a business and marketing degree with an emphasis in golf management.
Okay.
So you have quite a few specialized courses that you take, quite a few classes in agronomy, food and beverage management. And what we did to a lot of our breaks, a lot of the Thanksgiving break, spring break, we'd do seminars. And we'd have people come in and give these seminars. One as such was we completely tore a card apart and put it back together over a weekend. So,
A golf cart. So that you'd understand exactly how it works.
Yeah, just the different parts that are involved with it and a lot of little things. Club repair, instruction, and quite a bit of instructors come in. And great program. It was, I think, for someone aspiring to get into the golf business, it's a great way to see if it's something that you want to do. You do co-ops during the summer, so you're able to get your feet wet and see what it's really about, see if it's something that you want to do. If not, you have your business degree and you move on.
Right on. That was a young person asking me the question that they knew that you'd gone through that program and whether you thought it was a good way to go.
Certainly.
Because they're not really good at golf. I mean, they're okay. They're not your caliber, of course, you know, a champion of your caliber, but they enjoy the game, but they like to be in the business of the game and they didn't know how to go about doing it and heard about that. So
yeah, focus on the game first, though.
Yeah.
Because you're a professional golfer before anything else.
So you have to pass all the...
Yeah, you don't want to go out in a pro-am and shoot 85.
Thank you.
So
you're going to have to work on your game, okay?
You've got
to
work on your game. That's first and foremost.
And they should probably start out on working on a pool court before they go try and dismantle it.
There you go.
Golf
there
cart.
You go.
Kevin Carl, thank you for your insight. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Okay, aloha. We'll be back right after this with Stephanie Way. That's right. Ooh. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy. Star Protection Agency wishes you a happy holiday season. Whether you're here or on holiday, Star Protection has been providing security and peace of mind across Hawaii, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection Agency, locally owned with the people you trust. Catch the bug at Carlina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Carlina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Carlina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Carlina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Carlina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at carlinagolf.com or call the Pro Shop now at 676-5300. Here they come. The PGA Tour hits the big time for big bucks in the Sony Open in Hawaii at Wailea Country Club. Buy your tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Golf's brightest stars hit the turf January 10th through the 16th. Cheer on Hawaii's charity while you support PGA Tour money leaders Matt Kuchar and Jim Frick, who team it up against past champions Ryan Palmer, Zach Johnson, Ernie Els, KJ Choi, and Gary Kelly. Don't miss international favorite Shigeki Maruyama. Free parking and tournament shuttle at Hunakai Park and Kahala Community Park. Visit friendsofhawaii.org for more information.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Joining us now in the clubhouse, all the way from New York City, Stephanie White, good morning.
Morning, Danielle.
It's good to have you. Actually, we've talked before, but it's good to meet you, sit with you. Bupka's here as well. You were here for now 3 weeks in Hawaii?
I'm going on my almost 3 weeks.
So you came for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
Yes.
But you spent a couple of days acclimating.
Yeah, I had to, make sure I was used to the surroundings and, go on a whale watch, go fishing, do what all the players do.
Right.
Make sure I could cover it with the best of my ability.
You have a blog, and that's something that but I don't consider you a blogger. You are more like a reporter, and I had a conversation about this with another writer. You report and you add your own thoughts. So it's kind of a combination of being a writer about what's going on and a blogger who only reports what they're thinking. Do I have that?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. Who was it? He called me a blogger journalist. I think it was Sean Foley did last week.
Sean Foley.
And I thought that was a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I've never heard that before, so I don't really know how to describe what I do.
What you do is...
A bit of everything.
Yeah, and I think it's very insightful. Now, where do you get your golf insights? Well, how would you... it's one thing to cover an event and talk about what they're all doing, but you've got to ask questions about and look at how the people are playing and performing under the conditions they're performing under. Have you played?
Yeah, I mean, my background is playing competitively, growing up, playing golf competitively and playing in college. And I actually grew up with a bunch of these guys, or not a bunch, but like a handful of these guys out here. And so some of them are rookies. So, I've been around the game all my life, and it's nice to see some of my friends I grew up with out here, too.
That's cool. Yeah, you wrote an interesting article about one a blog. I'm not sure what to call it. You were here
a post.
A post. That's why, for those who are not familiar with that, that's when you put something online. You're writing for SIGolf.com and for you yourself.
Yeah.
When you were talking to the guys who had to wait, the people that you're talking about, the people you know who had to wait during this rain delay, Matt Kuchar said it was so cool that he got to play at the Hyundai and then came over and the wait wasn't so bad because he had a little bit of competition under his belt. He was kind of comfortable. He knew where he was going. Mm-hmm. But for the young guys, it was hard.
Yeah, you know, I think they just wanted to get going. Especially guys that are rookies, they were ready to go and, you know, waiting for a period and they were holding up.
What did they do?
Oh, wow. Well, I think Nate Smith had the best story. Nate likes to fish and swim and surf or do crazy things. And I think he told me that he jumped off a cliff, 20-foot cliff in the ocean with a spear in his hand. He was going spear fishing.
Okay. We don't recommend that.
Yeah, and he almost got trapped. Him and his friend almost got trapped in the ocean. There, the waves were having them crash against the rocks, and they finally got out, and they had to walk like a few miles back without shoes.
Wow, that sounds like they went over to Toilet Bowl around Hanalma Bay in that area because you can jump off the cliff there unless they went to the North Shore.
No, they were here, around here, because they have a house. Or they're staying in a house somewhere in this area.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fairly dangerous.
Right, yeah. So, you know, but he got 65 yesterday.
Yeah.
Which I thought was hilarious. You know, he walked off the golf course. I'm like, oh, you know, near-death experience one day.
Right.
Shoot 65, my first ever PGA Tour around, you know, no big deal.
So
you know,
what's
just another day in the life.
Right.
He's jumping off that cliff again right now.
Oh, no, no, he's not doing that again, he said. He says, you know, retrospect, that was pretty stupid. And I was talking to his daddy about it. He goes, yeah, I didn't think that was a good idea.
Yeah.
I was against it, you know.
A caddy can only do so much, right?
Yeah, well, it's one of his friends, too. I think
Okay.
It's pretty funny, though.
Now, waiting for the event to start for you in the business that you're in, what did you find yourself doing?
Oh, catching up. Work.
How many stories a day are you expected to file?
Oh, I mean, I'm not expected.
Really?
Really, per se. You know, unless SI's been keeping me pretty busy the past 2 weeks. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, though. You know, just doing interviews for them that they need for their stories and... I've only done, and then they started taking stuff from my blog to post, and so I'm not really expected to do anything. It's sort of self-motivated.
I love about what you do.
I put five, but sometimes it depends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you enjoy doing your work? Do you want to continue doing it?
Oh, yeah, clearly. I don't think I can do it.
No, I don't know. Some people just want to have the adventure in the beginning.
Yeah, maybe that's part of it. I'm not really sure yet. You know, it's so new. And I'm obviously enjoying it now. But I don't mind the travel, you know.
The travel's wonderful.
Yeah. I haven't been home in almost a month since I went to my parents' for Christmas in Seattle. So it's been almost a month.
What got you to New York City?
After I graduated from school, all my friends were going there. It was sort of what you did, or not what you did, but you didn't know where else you wanted to go.
It just seems interesting to go, being in golf, to be in New York. Does that
work? I went to Yale, so it was just, which was kind of weird to begin with, but, and so, you know, we're in Connecticut, right? So it's only an hour and 15 minutes from the city, and I knew I could only go back to Seattle, not, you know, because I didn't like growing up there, but I like the city. I like the energy of the city.
Yeah, I understand. When you're in the media room and you're working your stories, does it stand out that there aren't very many young people? I mean,
pardon me.
I know, Bob. You're a young person. You will always be a young person.
Listen, Stephanie has just made part of radio history. Danielle Tucker has been able to take the ugliest guy out of the media room and the prettiest person out of the media room and put
them
together.
Yeah.
It's
been my pleasure. But how do we get more young people into this?
that's a really good question. Well, I think
there seems to be so many young guys and girls who want to play golf.
I don't know about that. Well, I don't know. You know, it's hard. Golf is a long game. It's got to be patient, you know. And
Alexis Thompson, she should be a little bit more patient.
Oh no, no, not like her. Are you talking about people that actually play already? Oh, okay, right. I thought you meant just like people that don't play golf yet.
No, no, no. I'm talking about people who are playing.
Oh, right.
And then we have a lot of people who are young people who are playing in Hawaii. Who are going on into the world of golf and working their way up, trying to get onto the LPGA Tour, trying to get on the PGA Tour. What I want to see is more people covering the event, more young people getting into the business of covering.
And
I don't know what's stopping young people from doing that. Yes.
Well, I don't. Let's hear what Stephanie.
Well, I think there are some younger people covering the game, but I know some. I mean, but they're bloggers from home, or but you know they work for Yahoo or what have you, or a lot of them they're working desk jobs for however many years and then hoping to get them out here. I think.
Okay.
At least that's what I know.
Yes.
Yeah. No, the major problem, truthfully, and I've seen it over my tenure out here, the number of opportunities is shrinking because the number of papers that no longer cover the game. I remember there was always a guy from Dallas, always a guy from Chicago, always a guy from Cleveland, always a guy from St. Louis. None of those exist anymore. So it becomes harder and harder. And those of us that are in the business already, we constantly tell everybody else it's the worst business. You don't want to go into it because we don't want any competition. But you bring up a great question because the sad truth is, it's very difficult. Now, Stephanie obviously has exceptional talent. I mean, I don't think we've ever had anybody in a golf media room that went to Yale. I can pretty much bet on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it takes, you know. And I think I've read some of her work, and I think she has a bright future. But you know, you just don't on your own dime decide you're going to come from the mainland to go cover, Hyundai, and then, I'll stay over and go to Honolulu for Sony. I mean, it's an expensive proposition unless somebody's picking up the tab.
And that's the other question before we close the show, and I have to close in 2.5 minutes, otherwise they'll cut us off. You have other employment
I started my website. Well, it started as a hobby, and then it became like a small business, but from before I started it, I'd already incorporated it. You know, I formed a LLC and all that stuff.
So you did all the background. You sell your own product?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have someone that's helping me out now because, I mean, that's a full-time job.
Exactly.
And I'm doing the work beside me already.
Right. So another thing, if you want to be Stephanie Way, you've got to work very, very hard.
Don't sleep.
It's not all whale watching and having fun.
No, it's not. No, no. That's a rare occurrence. Last week I was almost in a panic attack because I wasn't working, like, you know, 24/7. I was actually, I was working, but, you know,
I understand.
Vacation.
Right. It was like there was you're in between worlds. Well, I want to thank very much the Aspen Waikiki Sunset.
Oh, yeah, we're staying there this
for
week.
For taking
fabulous
care of Bob Bupka,
yeah,
and having it on such a short notice. That was very, very awesome.
Sherry Chang
awesome.
Was our contact over there, and she's a fascinating person. Yeah,
good.
She really is. Highly
good.
Educated, and the facility is wonderful. We walk to the beach, plus we have our own kitchen. And I think a lot of people that are coming to Honolulu and they want to experience Waikiki Beach contemplate getting a unit that has a kitchen. You can eat in when you want, eat out when you don't
exactly
want.
The Golf Club is sponsored by Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, for building security, for shopping centers. Hey, whether you need help or you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, sheet metal, commercial kitchen design, fabrication, excellent service, expert knowledge. They are Alakai Mechanical. Ko'olina Golf Course, get golf ready, 2011. Call the Pro Shop, 676-5300. It's the Get Golf Ready program. And get a tee time. Go play golf. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. You'll get results with Moon Physical Therapy and Poipu Bay. Brand new greens, make your tea time. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll team up together only on The Golf Club.